Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast, where your stories are heard. Before we get started, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Follow us on Spotify. They have video now and on all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. We got the training videos coming out in 2023, so don't forget to stay in tune with that and click in the description below if you need to know where to cop your merchandise in order to start your own podcast and get your voice out there. And those training videos will be on AOWENT.com, as well as the merchandise and the exclusive merchandise. Sorry about that, folks. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, we have music artist Magic in the building. Do you believe in magic?
You better.
Doobie doobie doo. What's up, my brother? Welcome to the Angel of Words podcast. It's a pleasure to have you, my brother.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Oh, man, there's a lot to discuss with you, man. Honestly, there is a lot to discuss with you.
Where do you want
to
start?
I want to start, you know what? Let's start with the 2022 EP.
Right.
Superstorm 9. Because there was an evolution from your previous EP, I'm right. gonna be honest with you. And I felt like the engineer realized something in your voice.
Right.
You have like a beautiful, like Dracula voice. I'm gonna, like, you know, and that's one thing I like about your music, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be funny, but I like imagery. What do I think about when I'm listening to an artist?
Right.
When I'm listening to an artist's music, right? You know, before we get into the content, like, I just thought about the voice and I was like, man, this is like, like a sexy Dracula, like rapping.
I got fangs too, man.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it was about love. You know what I'm saying? It was about not being understood. It was about, like, being played by females. Like, yo, who inspired that track? And, like, how did that come about? Not the track, excuse me, the EP. And, like how, you know, like, how did that come about, man? Because the production was great. And I noticed off the rip really quickly that there was engineering involved. You put that through an SSL soundboard, like, you just didn't throw that shit out there just to throw it out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, let's start from where it originated at. So, it's a story congruent to bad mistakes we make in our love lives, you know what I mean? I could sit here today and admit that, you know, I've been in some situations, I've done some bullshit, but I've also had some bullshit done to me, and everybody's been through that, you know what I mean? This time of season, I know it's like that time is getting cold outside. It's time to talk about those things and just have those stories out there. And storytelling is always something I've always fell in love with since I started listening to music. Like, when I came up, and being able to visualize something from somebody's words is such a, like you said, it's just something that puts you in a place, you know what I mean? So with this, and also Superstorm 9, crazy thing, the worst experience in my life, I was in Queens during Hurricane Sandy, and my neighborhood was destroyed. My grandmother's house was destroyed.
What neighborhood did you live in?
Far Rockaway.
All right, so you lived in Far Rockaway.
Right, actually a block away from the beach. Okay. My boardwalk, everything, the irons, like, it was just third world country. And when you see it on TV, like, you see Superstorm, was it 2006 one? Was it Katrina, I believe? And, you know, you see it on TV, on the news, and you're just like, wow, what's going on here? And when it's in your face, it's like, yo, I'm just, like, speechless. So just having that visual in my head, and then to also add the love part to it, you know what I mean? I just wanted to create that image for somebody, you know? And you see the steps, like, we start with crazy. Crazy, I deal with another man's wife, another man's woman, you know what I mean?
But you fall in love with her.
No, I didn't fall.
You said, I fell in love with a hoe. That's what you said.
I told you I'm going crazy like Joe. You know what Joe I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought
Joe
was
from It.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, from the Scary Movie.
I'm going crazy like Joe.
I'm thinking about Joe the singer.
No.
Oh, shit.
Joe from It.
Oh.
I'm going crazy like Joe.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what I mean? The double entendres. I'm telling you, the music is valid.
Appreciate you, you know what I mean? That's what we're
doing. Wow. Oh, wow. So I got that totally twisted, that metaphor. Beautiful. Yeah.
And it's funny because like people would hear that too and they'd be like, what Joe are you talking about? It's funny because my engineer's name is Joe.
Really?
Thought I was talking about him. Shout out Miami Joe, man. He thought I was talking about him. And I'm like, nah, it's Joe from It. I'm going that type of crazy.
Oh,
shit. That type of crazy. So if you notice too, it says crazy don't deserve love.
Yes. I agree. 1,000%.
Next song is called Don't Deserve.
Yep.
I'm in a relationship. I'm trying to be a good man. The crazy situation was before this. Now I'm trying to be a better man. I'm trying to be a better person. You know what I mean? I'm giving my all to this one girl. And it's just like, you know, it's fucked up sometimes. But I appreciate her still. But you know, it's just fucked up that things don't work out the way you want it to work out. And you just move on. And then the last song is Love. And if you hear that song and you hear how, you know what I mean? It just gets so dark. And that's when the storm just hits a different, you know what I mean? It's a wave of emotions. And I always think back to like what I said with Superstorm Sandy, like seeing my neighborhood and then adding that imagery to it. It just put me in that place where I can really be in my bag, you know, really feel it. If I can't go in the booth and feel it, I don't want to record it. You know what I mean? It got to be through the heart, you know what I mean? Through the heart and the mind. That's how we make the music the way we make the music. You know what I mean?
Well, Magic, I'm glad, you know, that you guys were able to get through that situation.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, if anyone that lived in New York knows what time it is, with that Superstorm Sandy, that was no freaking joke. And now I get why you called the Superstorm 9. Now, you put a 9 in Magic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why is that? That's super interesting.
So, my nickname amongst my, like, my main mans is Magic for, like, years now. Like, so, when I finally decided to rap, I'm like, yeah, I'm Magic because I've always been Magic. You know what I mean? But the name Magic is taken. So I'm like, okay.
By every famous person for sure.
Yeah, so I'm like.
Who defeated AIDS.
Come on.
God bless them, man. The greatest, the GOAT right there, bro.
GOAT point guard. Shout out to Magic Johnson.
That's a fact.
But it was weird. I'm like, oh, how the fuck do I do this? What am I doing? All right. So I try MVGIC, but I'm like, my man's Carlito the Great, featured on Crazy as well. His name is KVR. It's like, I can't do that, no. So I'm like, what do I want to do? And I'm like, the 9 is like kind of similar to a G. I'm like, it kind of looked like a G, like a lowercase G, yeah, a little bit. So I made that work. I'm talking to my best friend because this is when I dropped my first song. And I tell her, I'm like, yeah, I'm dropping my tune. My name could be Magic, but with a 9. And she was like, oh, yeah, Magic with the 9 because you be spitting. And I'm like, oh shit, light bulb went off. Ding, ding, ding. We got an idea here with the 9. And now it's like, now that's just me. And now that I have that, you can't take that away. You feel what I'm saying? You know, when you hear with the 9, you know.
That's you. Who that is. All day.
All day. That's me.
Yo, and bro, I gotta be honest with you, man. Like, you know, like, you just mentioned that you have an engineer and you can tell, like, you know what I mean? Like, the music game is tough.
Right.
There's so many different facets to it. You know, the look, the production, the engineering.
Everything.
The this, the that, the third. You know what I'm saying? Getting shows, getting, you know, marketing, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's nuts. But, bro, I can tell off the rip. You know what I mean? That. Yeah. There, like I said, there was an evolution. And so you have an engineer. Like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? How were you able to, like, make that happen for yourself, bro? Because I can tell that your music is at the level of the... Because there's a certain level when you place your stuff on, you know, the DSPs, the digital streaming platforms.
Right.
And you're at that level. So as soon as, like, I turned your music on, I'm like, oh, okay. There's a person that knows. So you're doing your research.
Right.
You're on it.
Right.
Talk about it.
So I'm a historian of the music game, right? Even before I even thought about making music, because we go talk about how I even got into this shit in the first place. We're going to take our time with that. But, like, I'm a historian. So since I was a little nigga, I was watching Cocaine Cowboys. I would watch Black Album Documentary. Fucking Hard Knock Life Tour. 99 Hard Knock Life Tour? Jay-Z, DMX, Ja Rule, Method Man, Red Man. Like, just seeing that and just visualizing that, watching Tupac interviews. And I remember I always take these things from there. And when I actually got in the booth and started it, it all just like kind of clicked with me. It was like programs downloading in my head, like, oh shit, I seen this already. This is what you're supposed to do. I remember watching Tupac in a studio session screaming at everybody. He like, yo, we in this motherfucking studio. We out here making one song. Now we got to go to work. We got to make, Like he tell everybody like, yo, we in this motherfucking studio. We got to go to work. And that's what you got to do. You got to go to work. If I'm in the studio, I'm not trying to just sit here and work on one tune. No, we got to, let's get a couple of them going. And that's where I got that from, because it's like, that's how you work efficiently. Another thing with Jay-Z, where I was watching in the iconic clip of him and Timbaland. Timbaland plays him.
Great clip.
Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Mm-hmm. And he hears it, and it's just like, oh shit. He heard that beat over and over and over again because it was so fire. When you hear a beat that's so fire, you're going to listen over and over. And he listens, and then he memorizes. He's freestyling in his head. He memorizes it. He goes right in the booth and just does it. I learned how to do that too. So like a couple of
Can
my songs,
you do that? Because a lot of people, you know, they try to emulate these greats. And it's like everybody has a different process. Like you don't need to do that to be exceptional. But you can do that yourself.
It was just easier for me to do it. Like, if I hear a beat and I'm really feeling it.
So that naturally comes to you. It's not something you're like deliberately trying to achieve.
No, like I'm listening to this beat over and over and I'm catching the vibe and I'm like, okay. And then when I start clicking, I'm like, now I know what I'm doing. Now I'm putting it together line by line in my head. And then I memorize it to the point to where I'm like, I hear the whole beat and the whole song. I know what to do.
That's an exceptional skill.
Yeah, man.
But you have bars, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. And a very unique voice. And I saw the development because the way they engineered your voice in your 2021 EP is not the way that it came out in the 2022 EP. Like, you can tell there was a difference. Like, they made it a point to put your voice out in the forefront because it's a very monotone. Like, nobody raps like you. I'm going to be I'm going to keep it 100. That. Like, your voice is unique. And that's what really drew me to your music off the rip. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoy it. And I was like, all right, so this 2022, let me see 2021. And it's just not the same. It's just not. Right. Like, your man's, whoever's working with you, they realize like, yo, his voice needs to be at the forefront. And your rhyming scheme and your cadence is extremely different than anything I've ever heard. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I like the evolution from your 2021 EP. And I just want to put it out there. And your music is available on Spotify and all DSP. Spotify, just letting everybody know out there. And on top of that, real quick, because I always forget this. You know what I mean? And I say it every week, but you know, sometimes I wait for them to get here and I just love to have conversations, but you will be performing today.
Yes.
Real Talk Love will be performed in studio by Magic. So stay tuned to that.
Stay tuned.
After the podcast. All right. But that being said, you know, I can see that there was a difference. There was an evolution. You know what I'm saying? And was that something you did deliberately? Were you cognizant of that?
Like, yes.
Like, okay, so what was the conversation in the studio with that situation?
I love the story tell.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to make a tape like this because I love R&B.
Okay.
Realistically, I wish I could sing because if I could have sang, I would have
like
been
Biggie. R&B. You know, Biggie wish he could sing and he sang that song, Player Hater. You know what I mean?
I sang on that shit. Don't deserve. Yeah, I tried to sing some shit. Listen, a couple of my niggas told me they ain't fuck with that shit. I'm like, yo, I told them niggas, fuck them niggas, man. This nigga Kendrick out here talking about, put the pussy on the pedestal. If he can do that shit, I can do this shit. Fuck you talking about, man.
You know, when you do it again, right, and you reach those numbers, you know what I mean? When you get to those numbers, they won't be saying anything like that. Trust me, bro.
You know the vibes, bro. So good. I love them niggas, man. That's my guys, man. Yo, that's
I love it.
But like with that, I wanted to storytell. I wanted to have this like vibe where you could feel this shit. That's why the last song, Love, I wanted that one to really like, I want to like really see where your heart at. How do you feel about this? What do you know about this? I got the Living Single sample in there.
Yes, let's talk about that, man. I love that, man. I catch samples, yo. My artist be coming in here like, yo, you caught them? I'm like, I'm telling you, I will catch your sample, bro. And I enjoyed it because I don't feel Living Single gets enough love. What a great 90s freaking sitcom, man. Come on, man.
The highest paying
Queen Latifah? Come on, man.
The highest paying sitcom of all time is Friends. Yeah. And they stole that template from Living Single.
Yo, we're hard body. Let's be honest.
Come
on.
Come on now.
Come on.
And it was like young African Americans, like single life, Living getting single. Lit. Yo, yeah. Like club turning up, like.
Funny as hell.
Like, come on. Man. And that theme song, you seen the shorties with the dance moves?
Yes.
Like, come on, like.
Come on.
You share me?
That's one of the illest jingles illest show tunes of all time, man. Bop, well, I'm glad that you threw it on there. I don't know if you got it cleared. I don't know. But hopefully you will one day.
don't break my pockets. But thank
you,
man.
Yeah, I know. But you know, you're going to be so successful, they're going to want that out there. Thank you. Know what I'm saying? You feel me? But yeah, let's discuss that, man. So I like the fact that you're a historian. You know, right. You mentioned that you're a historian. You know, why you think it's important. You know what I mean? Because people, young people, they see. It's not that. I'm not going to say they don't, you know what I mean? But yeah, I get a bad deal from the media talking about, yeah, I don't care about history. I'm like, I don't know about that, bro.
See, the thing is, I grew up loving it, you know what I mean? I lived in New York my whole life. I grew up in the early 2000s. Let me tell you where I catch my glimpse of like how lit New York is. It's the year 2000. It's my first time hearing It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo, one of my favorite albums ever.
Oh, my God.
It's, yo, like, crazy. Same year, the Mets are playing the Yankees in the World Series.
Oh, my God.
I'm outside, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You're giving me goosebumps right now. Continue.
And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then I'm like, the music and everything is going on. And then, like, I knew about Jay-Z. I knew about Biggie and all that shit. And then Jay-Z, like, next year, he drops Blueprint. And then we got Ja Rule, he's dropping this. And we got the Lox dropping that. And then you still got Puff right here. And then you got, I'm like, yo, all these niggas is from my city? You got Busta Rhymes, he from my city too? What the fuck is the...
All of them.
50? He from the city too? All these niggas is from my town?
And the whole time Atlanta's sitting back like, oh, y'all think y'all got it?
And then they took it from us. They took it from us.
But that was a golden era. Thank you for taking me there. Because you ain't lying, bro.
Crazy.
It was total and utter domination. Different types of hip-hop, different types of artists. You know, it was a beautiful sight to behold. The city was lit.
It was just like growing up in that era. It's timeless. Mm. To this day, I ain't even bring up Dipset.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I ain't even bring up Max B. Like, Max B's my guy. I got a song called Biggavel.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
That's on one of the EPs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this EP right here. I got this hat on in
that
EP.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay.
But yeah, like, that's just all that shit. Like, it was just, like, damn, New York is really an iconic city musically. And I'm from the city. And now I'm also making music. I have to be on that timing.
And you are. I mean, I feel like you have bars. You ain't whack. Damn, you know what I'm saying? That. Real talk. Like, you know, everybody, like I say, you know, catches music. It's on Spotify and all the DSPs, correct? And how can they find you? It's M-A-N-I-C, right?
M-A-N-I-C. M-A-9-I-C.
M-A-9-I-C, yes. Correct? All right, yes.
M-A-9-I-C, Apple Music, Spotify,
and pronounce Magic, but yes. M-A-9-I-C.
Yes.
Facts.
Right, SoundCloud, cool. Too. I got SoundCloud exclusives as well. I like.
Oh, so you drop exclusives and freestyles on SoundCloud, yes. And then you drop the official Tissue stuff on...
Oh, no, on Apple Music, on the streaming platforms, yeah.
Why do you think that works for you?
I wanted to do something creative musically. You know what I mean? I think when you look at the SoundCloud network and the SoundCloud impact altogether, right?
It's impactful, bro. It really is.
It really is an impactful space, you know what I mean? And even just discovering music and even finding music that's not even out on the streaming services, you could catch it on there. So with me, I always think about the mixtape era. I love the mixtape era. I'm talking about Soul Tapes, Droughts. Sorry for the Waits with Wayne too. Like, fucking,
oh God.
Like, yo, like,
bro, fire.
Travis Scott with Days Before Rodeo. Mm. This is like, bro, like I was, when I tell you, I was really consuming a lot of music since I was younger. Like even like the little CDs, the bump CDs, not even the shits that have all the hits on it. I'm listening to Uncle Murder, Cameron, T.I., unreleased shit.
Uncle Murder, God, you took me back.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, like, oh,
man, I'm you really are a historian. You love music, yeah, man. That's
bro.
Dope.
I was up on all that, bro. All
right.
So like, I remember the Drought 3. This is like 06 Wayne. This is when he's just...
That's vintage Wayne.
This is when
I think that's he's coming out of Rikers and hanging out with Dipset with Juelz Wayne. That was the best Wayne.
He's like telling everybody, I'm the best guy here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you every time, show you every time I'm the best guy here. And he just kept doing it.
Yeah.
To the point where he hops on other beats. He on fucking We Taking Over Again and he kill it again.
Yeah.
He on fucking... If I Rule the World, then nah, shit, and he's bodying it.
He started that whole wave of people freestyling on other people's beats. I feel like he's the trendsetter, the pioneer of that wave.
Fab too. Fab's actually my favorite rapper.
Oh, okay. You're the second person to say that on the podcast. Yeah, Fab is valid. I fudge with Fab, man. You know, everybody knows I love Fab. He's valid.
Friday Night Freestyles. Like,
I would like to see him on a Versus, Fab.
He did one with Jadakiss.
Did he go against
Jadakiss? Yeah, that was like one of the first verses, actually.
Okay, no, because I remember, you know, everybody remembers the locks again. I never got to see that one. Okay, damn. I mean, let's not go there.
Let's not go there. We ain't gonna talk about it.
My dudes from Harlem wasn't ready, man. I'm from Harlem. It wasn't a good day for us that night.
Run it back, man. Run it back, man. You honestly, for real though, run it back, please. Please.
I don't want to see it again.
I do.
I don't.
They left a lot in the tank. Come on,
well,
man.
I mean, nah, I don't. You know, it's too late now. The magic is gone, bro. No pun intended.
The magic is going there, but the magic is here. You know
the magic is here right now in the studio, bro. Wow. No, but, I want to talk about your favorite song. Well, my favorite song of yours.
Right.
The Gods.
Yes.
Bro. If you don't listen to any other song on this man's DSP world, you know what I mean? If you don't go and listen to anything else, listen to The Gods. And I want to tell you why, because you said something that was great. A bar, you do good to see heaven, but life is more fun as a demon. Huh? It's just like, it is... Life, it is introspective. It's a deep quote from you.
Yeah.
You know, and amongst others that you have. How has that quote affected your life personally? Are those things that you've been dealing with yourself?
So, my tattoos are basically a yin and a yang.
Okay. So, I'm a Cancer, so I love it.
So, like...
Are you a Cancer or something?
I'm a Capricorn.
All right, cool.
So, this is like... Okay. If you see right here, it says pray.
Okay.
P-R-A-Y.
Okay.
This right here says pray. P-R-E-Y.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Pray and pray. I'm going to speak on that in my next couple of tunes, my EPs, whatever, okay. But... You know what I mean?
What should we be expecting? What's happening there, bro? You already mentioned it. Might as well talk on it.
My next spot, it's already in the works. I just got to get in the store report.
So you're
now.
Prolific. It seems like you're prolific because you didn't come out that long ago and you've just been dropping great music, man. Like,
I appreciate
and
that.
I'm talking about like music that's like up to cuff. Like, you know what I mean? You're making sure that everything is DSP worthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So so where are you going with it now? You know what I'm saying?
I'm angry.
Okay.
I've been angry a lot. Okay. I can be honest right now. Like,
yeah.
I've been a little out of whack lately. I could admit that. Okay. We have our moments.
Okay. And well, it makes for great art. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. It makes for great art. I mean, you know, emotion makes for great art. So you feel like you write the best when you're angry?
All different types of emotions. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you spoke about The Gods, right? I wrote The Gods one day because I had made a Wild Side freestyle. You know the Normani Cardi B song. Mm-hmm. I hopped on that beat. That's on SoundCloud, by the way. Listen to that. I was performing that shit, bro. And when I tell you, people was like, shorty, everybody was just like, yo, oh my God, I love that shit. I'm like, oh. Like, I'd performed before and it was like calm. Like, I've done poetry slams and I've gotten love. But when I performed that, it was like, oh, okay.
Mm.
they feeling this.
The energy was there.
The energy. And I was feeling the energy too. And I feel that energy when I perform it because I like that song. Feel me? And I love that beat. It's Aaliyah too. Like, Aaliyah sample. We talked about samples. Mm-hmm. Me and Aaliyah actually have the same birthday as well.
Oh, wow.
So I actually dropped that on our birthday, January 16th. That same shit over that same beat. Like, so I was just feeling a way. I was feeling godly. I'm like, you know, the gods is here. Show some respect. And it just happened. It's just like everything just like took off from there. And that's how I got that. And the cover too, I actually make my own artworks too. If you notice, there's like a conjoined person in there. Those are all Maharajas. So I'm Indian. Like my ancestry, I'm Trinidadian, but my ancestry is like all the way in Gujarat. I don't know if I'm saying it properly. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering it for my Indian brethren, but like.
And shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them. You know, that's this right here. This is a Rudraksha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is what.
So you're in tuned with the energies that be in the culture. In the
that's
Indian
my bloodline.
All right, bet. That's what's up.
It's my bloodline. So I got in tune with the bloodline and I realized and looked back to my history and it's a really rich history. So,
oh, sure is.
Yo, like I had to get in tune with it. And once I got in tune with it, now I want to integrate it into the music as well and show people that side as well. Like, and also learn and keep learning because there's still so much I need to figure out about all those years back. And it's funny because my mother told me like, you know, your last name, my last name is Ranjit Singh, by the way. So I'm a Singh. You know what I mean? My mother always told me that's such a prestigious last name. My grandmother would tell me that's such a prestigious last name. And I never like paid it no mind in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know why? I'm watching Black Panther, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm watching T'Challa and Killmonger. And I'm like, yo, I need to look back on my roots too. So it's crazy how like a movie like that just, you know, gets you in tune.
Well, you know, they do a bunch of research on those freaking major motion pictures. Bro. They have people going in. They're not trying to, you know, disrespect anybody's culture. So they're really going in. But they have like a whole team of like 40 people. It's insane with those major motion flicks, man.
That's an amazing movie. That's a top tier movie in history. Just forget Marvel and superhero. Yeah. That's in history. I can watch that over and over.
And you mention a lot of Marvel in your tracks as well.
I'm a fan.
You have a lot of metaphors. I see that.
I'm a fan, man.
I was debating on Five Words with Angel. I was going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you any Marvel stuff. We could talk about it now. It's an influence on your music.
Yeah. I would say a lot of influences. Like, I got a lot of interests.
Yeah.
A lot of interests.
I can tell you're a well-rounded individual.
Yeah, man. I like a lot of things. And you'd be surprised, too, you know? And when I speak on that more, when I keep going and I keep sharing everything I got, because this is not even like 20%, bro. Like, there's so many layers I could just dig deep into of just like my experiences and just things I've seen, conversations I've had, how I want things to go, how I want music to evolve. You know, when I get to that point and people really hear that, it's just an exciting time, you know? So I'm just chilling right now.
That's what's up. Well, everyone, I just want to let you know that the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience. Now, I love your features on your tracks, bro. You got one with Who's That? With Jenny Jen. What's up with that? What's up with you and Jenny Jen? How did that relationship happen? What's up with that?
So, me and Jenny Jen, we actually aren't really in good graces anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is tough, right?
Okay.
But, you know, I'm really proud of that too.
I hope you signed the split sheet, man.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Damn.
I hate it. I don't even want to get into it. Oh, but, you know, like, making that tune, it was just like the process of actually making that tune was.
Was it fun? As you know, let's not worry about what happened after. Let's worry about what happened. What was the process like there? All right, you like doing collabs with people?
Yeah, I would like to collab more.
Okay,
but with me too. Like at the same time,
because Crazy has a collab too.
Yeah, it's my guy, Carlito the Great. He actually the one that got me into music.
Okay,
you know, we might as well talk about that now. So, pandemic time come around. I lose my job, obviously. Everybody's sitting in the crib going crazy. I'm sitting in the crib going crazy. I ain't got nothing going on. Bro kept telling me, because we was working at Victoria's Secret on Fifth Avenue. And he'd tell me even back then when we was working.
Jenny like, Jen is not the girl you went crazy over.
No. Girl, I went crazy over. Listen, we ain't going to talk about it.
All right, no, we're going to continue.
Actually, yeah, we are going to talk about it. I'm capping. But like, yo, Philby, he would tell me all the time, like, yo, pull up to the stool. And I'm like, pull up to the stool. I pull up to the stool to vibe out, but I ain't really trying to do nothing in the booth. Because he would try to get me in the booth, too. And I'm like, I ain't no rapper. Pandemic come around, I ain't doing nothing. He like, yo, bro, what's good? Let's pull up to the studio, whatever, do something. I'm like, okay, why not? I ain't doing shit, might as well. Let me tell you something. I got in that studio, I put them headphones in, I heard that beat, and I was doing it. And obviously, when you first do it the first time, it sounds crazy. You sound like a whole, I don't even know how to explain it, but it just sounded crazy. It sounded wack, but the more I got like in tune with it and that energy I felt, it was like, oh, whoa. Like, I can't even explain it to you. It just felt like, I just felt something in me. And it's just like, I wanted to go again. And I wanted to go again and again. And it was just like, oh, shit. We done found something. We done found something we really like to do. Like, and now you see me here. I just love it, bro. I just love making music. I love doing this. I love having these types of moments, conversations, even talking about it. Like,
what about the, you know, because music gets taxing, man. I've spoken to a lot of artists, you know what I mean? That's what we do here. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, it gets a little overwhelming when it comes to, like, the marketing aspect, the look aspect. You know what I mean? Could you discuss a little bit on that? You know what I mean? Like what's your temperament like? What's your mental state like when it comes to that, man? You know what I'm saying?
Fluctuates.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
Sometimes I look in the mirror like, you know that episode of SpongeBob Squidward, he got the papers in his hand looking crazy. That'd be me looking at my phone at the retina. Looking like a, especially no haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking like a madman, looking like a wild man. I'd be feeling like a madman.
You like the tapers. I know you like the,
man.
You like the smooth taper. You mentioned that in your tracks. I hear that.
Hold on.
That's it, man. Got the waves in the front. You already know, baby.
I could do 360, but you know what? 180 is good for me. I'm fine with that. But, like, it's crazy. Like, shout out to Stella Connect, Stella J. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Yo, definitely. Shout out to the Stella Connect. You know what I mean? A friend of the Angel of Words podcast, for sure, for sure. You know, definitely, you know what I mean? Stay tapped into her, man. I think it's @_StellarConnect.
Yes.
On the gram.
She's a big help for me. She's done a lot for me, man. Okay. I appreciate her so much because, you know, at times, you know, you're an artist and you don't really realize, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes you a while to realize it. And thankfully, I kind of caught it relatively quickly. But when you sit down and think, damn, like the marketing aspect and then also trying to do music videos and then you want to book things. And then it's like with me, I do mostly everything. Like I send emails, I make all different types of accounts to just to reach out to people. I'm joining in with coalitions and trying to branch out to not just the New York market, but every market. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, man. Like, and I can notice that because you only have 50 posts on your Instagram. So it's like, you don't even have, I feel like you don't even have time to be posting like that. It's so crazy.
I
mean,
I feel like with social media too, I like to post when it matters, but now the social media game has changed. They want you to post every day, like everything. Yeah. And I understand. I get it. Yeah. It's the monetization and the whole views and all that. They want to just capitalize off of it. But at the same time, I want to make my posts matter. I want everything I do to matter.
Copy.
That's my main thing. And musically, that's the main point I always try to get across. Everything I make, like every detail, even the things you don't think matter, they all matter. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how I approach it. If you're trying to be in the public eye,
everything matters,
bro. How
everything
you move matters. It could be the stupidest post you think that made, you know what I mean? And in the future, it'll come back to bite you. So from the beginning of time, it matters. Once you start posting on those social platforms, you better be, you better make sure you know
what you're doing. Be condescending with what you're posting. Post with your chest, but make sure, you know.
Yeah. No, make sure you stand behind it 100%, man, because you never know what will come to bite you in the behind later on, you know what I mean? You know, God forbid that it does, but, you know.
Right.
You never know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is something that people should know about you that either gets misconstrued or they don't actually know about you?
It's hard to say because I don't really feel like I hold much of anything back. But at the same time, I do keep things to my confidants, my closest people. I mean, that's how it's going to stay until, you know, till I'm rested. I don't want to change that aspect. But for the most part, with me, I'm not here for no nonsense. I'm here to go to work. I'm here to create something special. This is not a game. I see artists every day, and I know what this grind, what it takes. I'm willing to take all those paths to the top, not just to get lit. You know what I mean? And I understand everybody has their own aspirations, but my aspirations are, you know, I'm looking at the elite of the game. I'm looking at the top tier people, and those are the guys I'm trying to rub shoulders with. And eventually, how do I say this the best way possible? Let's just say surpass, you know what I mean? I want to be number one. I don't make no bones about it. I say that in the music too. I make no bones about that. I want to be number one. And that's how I approach this work.
You want to be number one on the Billboard charts. You want to win Grammys.
Number one.
That's what you
want
to do.
When you hear me, you mention me with the best.
You're very competitive, Magic.
Because, listen, let me tell you something. It's not just, I ain't gonna cap. I am competitive with it. But really, though, it's like we put a lot into this. Now I'm putting everything into this. I'm not holding nothing back. I'm racking my brain. There's a lot of times, and artists to tell you this too, like, you know, just trying to create and putting yourself in that space, you go through so many trials and tribulations just mentally. You could fry your brain, like, doing this sometimes. But I'm here for it. I'm putting it out there, and I want that. And I'm going to go for that. You know what I mean?
How do you feel as a young black man seeing all these things that are happening, though, man? People reaching the top, reaching the pinnacle, and you got, you know, the Nipsey, the Pop Smoke, you know, Young Dolph, and you got Takeoff. Like, you know, how do you feel as a young black man, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see these things transpire in the music game.
You know, in general, like, a lot of times when you in this game, you understand what goes on. I think we're in an era right now where people are just so, I don't know. I feel like this pandemic has changed a lot of people. I think once certain things started happening, and even with the drill wave, like, I show respect to the drill wave. You know what I mean? I like the drill. I'm going to be the first man to get sturdy. But I'm not going to sit here and lie like I like all this killing that's going on. Like, you know what I mean? You know, create your art, do what you do. But, like, they really out there doing what it do. I could, listen, you living what you doing. From an artist standpoint, I could respect that, but I don't want to see that. And they young. I don't want to see that. Like, it's just, we as African-Americans, as you said, we got to just, this is not the time to be putting each other down. It's not the time to be killing. It's not the time for that. We got to come together. If we ain't going to come together, how are we going to get it? We ain't gonna get nothing. We gonna sit here and complain and be oppressed if we just don't come together. You know what I mean? It's my mentality too. Like, why we all can't eat? We all can eat. It's enough out here. I always said this too. Like, I don't mind, like, helping nobody out or putting somebody on. Like, that's nothing to me. If I could put food on somebody's plate, that's cool. Because I'm gonna always have food on mine. So why not? You know what I mean?
And your music has, you know, I mentioned that because your music has a lot of socially conscious, you know, overtones to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You make no bones about it. This things that you mentioned that, you know, like, everybody's, you know, everybody thinks Tom Brady's the GOAT, but he's wearing a MAGA hat. Like, you know, you're looking at things from a lot of different perspectives. You're saying things that, you know, you don't really hear often. I'm saying you never hear them, but you don't hear them often. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, there's a gazillion artists. I can't listen to everyone, yeah. But that was something that stood out to me. You know what I'm saying? Why are you not scared to go that route?
I feel like if I'm going to make this, when you do things, you got to do it with your chest. You know what I mean? When I made that song, like, that song in general, Fallen, like, the DMX prayer and everything, like, I remember bringing up, like, It's Dark as Hell, It's Hot. And then he came out with Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and he had Slipping on it. And that one right there, you hear that song all my music fans, y'all know about that one. It just puts you in a, you know, his cadence, everything. It puts you in that feeling. You just feel every word. And with Falling, like, I was just feeling that. And it was just a lot of things I was angry about, you know? That was at the same time where, you know, Brody was homeless and bro stabbed him up. Why you doing that? You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. And then seeing Brady get celebrated, I have the utmost respect for Tom Brady as F.
Yeah.
The utmost respect for him. He is the best football player of all time. I can't even lie on that. But I don't respect him.
I don't know if he's the best football player.
He's the best football player of all
Lawrence
time.
Lawrence Taylor was an animal.
Lawrence Taylor.
I give him best, you know, best quarterback of all time. I don't know if I could say he's the best football player.
He's the best. I say he's the best football player because seven championships.
All right, let me stop. I don't do any sports podcast anymore.
Yeah, yeah. We keep it in music. My fault. Yeah. We ain't doing that.
But I don't want to, you know, I'm sorry. We don't need to go that route. But all right, I respect where you come from. You know what I mean? And I'm a big Tom Brady fan. You know what I mean?
I
just never heard somebody say that out loud and felt it. Like, when you said that to me, I completely disagreed off the rip. But that's neither here nor there. We'll have a conversation about that. But yeah, no, continue now, because we're talking about the music and why you're not scared to speak on these matters.
Because, well, on top of that, too, it being an open book. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be an open book, you can't hold nothing back.
Yeah.
That's why you're an open book. And that's how I felt about that. And I'll say what I feel about things. I don't care. On one of my first songs, very first song I dropped, it's called The Preview. I had a line in there. I hate when bitches say they don't want niggas that short, but your flaws need to accept them, right? Like, the ladies would hear that, and I don't want to get the ladies mad at me. I love the ladies, you know what I mean?
But, well, you do. You know what I'm saying? You do love the ladies.
I love the ladies.
I would say, I'm telling you, you're like Dracula. You're like smooth, but you're like, you know, you're like a, you know, like, you got a little darkness to you. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. You know what I mean?
It's great, though. It makes for great art. There's a lot of imagery in your music. I'm telling you, follow him on the DSPs. You'll see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody's different, and I appreciated that about him. I thought it was very artistic. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of imagery. But, you know, you're like that smooth, dark character. You know what I'm saying? It's fire. You know what I mean? It makes for great music. And I love the fact that your engineer is highlighting your tone of voice because it makes it more impactful as a listener, in my opinion. Obviously, you know, that's just my opinion, but that's how I feel about that situation.
People love the voice. I always get compliments on my voice.
I mean, and the fact that they're bringing it out, they're making it more pronounced, man. You know what I mean? I feel like it's working for your vibe, bro, honestly.
That Barry White vibe, you know what I mean?
Yo, facts, man. You know what I mean? Barry White with an edge, though, because, you know, you think Barry White, you think, you know, happiness and love. But, you know, I think I'm like, I don't know, man.
Man. You're going to hear some pain in this music.
Yeah, you get some pain in the music, man. Yeah, real talk, man. Well, everyone, the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience. And now, Magic, we've reached a point in the podcast where it's time to play.
Yeah.
Five words with Angel.
Oh, shit. Da, da, da.
Now on Five Words with Angel Magic, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question.
Uh-huh.
You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Let's get it. The first word is Alfred Hitchcock.
Movie.
That's what you think about when you think of, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. The next word is The Undertaker. The wrestler.
Tombstone.
I'm sorry I'm dark with it, but your metaphors were amazing. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know, this one is another one. What's your favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie? Because you got Samuel L. metaphors in your raps.
I'm going to tell you my favorite Samuel L. character, Mace Windu.
Oh, word.
I'm a Star Wars fan too, man.
All right. Really?
Sam L. is Mace Windu. Sam L. Shout out Sam L., man. Sam L.'s a GOAT.
He's a beast. And shout out to Star Wars. You know, the greatest franchise, in my opinion, of all time.
You heard that, right?
Epic.
Smart man. You know what I mean?
Real talk. I mean, we're a big fan of Star Wars here at the AOW podcast.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
So you really thought Mace Windu was the best? Man, when fucking, what is
that
it, Senator Palpatine
blade?
Killed him? Oh, I was so mad.
Bro, first off, everybody John is red, blue, or green. He coming out with purple.
With the purple.
Gangster.
It's royal. It's a royal gangster. Color.
He like, yo, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do what I want here, yeah. but I'm still the most respected man here.
Yeah,
and I'm doing what I want.
Oh my God, I love it.
You know what I mean?
I love it. You resonated with that character.
Yeah, like,
you know, when Star Wars started, you know, because Star Wars had a bad rap for not, you know, highlighting, you know, the brown and black people back in the days in the 70s and 80s, but I'm glad that they got their wits about them back in the 2000s.
Shout out Sam L.
That's what's up. All right, the fourth word is DMX, man. What comes to mind when you think about that?
The blueprint, man. A lot of the blueprint for what I want to bring to the table.
Copy.
That raw, unfiltered, real energy.
Yeah, I mean, dog, you on man. That path, bro. I feel like you're like a sexy version of DMX. You know what I mean? Like, still dark, you know what I mean? But like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you still have a little, you know, a little hint of romanticism inside of you. You feel
I try to be romantic, man. I try. It's hard, man.
All right. It's not easy. I hear you, brother. Cool. The fifth and final word is the Mighty Ducks, because you're wearing the jersey, and I gotta say that is OD dope.
Come on, man.
Honestly, I want to buy it all for you right now. Real talk. It's fire. What do you think about the Mighty Ducks? Because you're a well-rounded individual. What comes to mind?
Listen, the Disney movies was another part of the childhood. So it's like, this right here, when I saw this, like, I always, like, loved jerseys growing up, too. Yeah. I had mad jerseys growing up.
Yeah.
Shout out to my cousins, too. My cousin had a Rasheed Wallace Atlanta Hawk jersey.
Mm.
You know, let me tell you that type of artifact. I don't even know what he did with it, but like Rasheed Wallace played one game for the Atlanta Hawks.
One game.
And he had that jersey.
And I think he got traded to the Knicks after, right?
It's the Pistons.
Oh, the Pistons, excuse me.
And won the championship.
Yeah, won the chip.
Right. So he played one game.
He did.
I'm talking about we had jerseys on jersey and the drip to go with it, the sneakers. This is the early 2000s, so you got the two-tone do-rag, the headband, the fitted, like,
facts.
Big shorts, big jersey. I'm talking, like, we had them, like, Kobe, AR, Odom on the Clippers, like, so, like,
I had that jersey.
Yo.
I had the Odom on the Clippers, and I went to the Staples Center to watch him play with that jersey on. I'll never forget that. That was fire.
Shout out to Lamar Odom, man. Even underrated ballers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Magic, man, you know, it's been great having you. I want you to give a message to the people, bro. That's your camera right there, man. You know, let them know, bro, what it's like, you know what I'm saying, to come up in this game and, you know, really work at what you want.
So all my artists out there, all the fans that's consuming the music, appreciate all y'all, you know what I mean? We need all y'all. You know, music right now is in a place where, you know, things could be better. And I see the potential for it. That's why I also started curating. Like, I also have a playlist on Apple Music. It's called The Heat You Need. Throw that out there, too, for y'all. All the artists, I'm listening to y'all. I'm trying to hear all the fire tunes, and I'm throwing them in there. Because I'm a fan of music at the end of the day. And I want to spread that word, and I want everybody to know, like, yo, come together. We can spread the wealth. We can spread the wealth. We could create a new era. I just brought up earlier about how, you know, you had the era with Hov and DMX and all these New Yorkers just dominating. We could do that again. It's here. And if I got to lead the movement, then I'm going to do it. So all the artists out there, keep doing your thing. All the people that are supporting us, being there for us, we appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. And it's a lot more to come. I got a lot more to say. So, you know what I mean?
Real quick, let them know where to find you and what to expect.
Find me on Instagram, Twitter, Reddit too. Listen, Reddit is a dangerous place.
It is.
But we got Reddit too. I post a lot of nonsense on Reddit, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, Reddit is it is a vehicle for the person that is outspoken for sure.
Yeah,
let me check out your wall, but yeah, where can they find you? I'm sorry.
Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, TikTok, at Magic with the Non, at M-A-9-I-C with the Non, at M-A-9-I-C with the Non. All platforms.
IG is like that too, because it's a little elongated. Yeah. That's all it is?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
On the streaming platforms, also on SoundCloud, whatever, at MA9IC, you know what I mean? Tap in with it, man. We got more to come, more heat.
Yo, my brother, thank you for pulling up. I appreciate you.
My dog, I appreciate
you. He's going to be performing Love. He's going to show you exactly what I was talking about. I'm you know what I mean? The man is different. It just is what it is. Gets the halo of approval here at the Angel of Words podcast. His, you know, his EPs are valid. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. You know what I mean? And that's what we look for. We look for things that, you know, stand out. You know what I mean? Or as much as you can with such, you know, with such constant, with such saturation, I feel you stand out. So thank you again, my brother,
for
pulling up. Everyone, don't forget. Tap on the subscribe button. Follow us on YouTube. Like, follow, comment, share. We really appreciate that here at the podcast. We're also on Spotify. They have video now, so don't forget to follow us there and all podcast platforms. The podcast today was sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. If you want to start your own podcast, we have the affiliate. We have the affiliate links down below in the description, and we also have a training. We have training videos that are coming out in 2023 to show you how to do so. And if you want the exclusive merch, like the shirt I'm wearing and the cup that's right here, you know, just go to aowent.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Live from the Angel of Words studios, performing his song, Love, the one and only Magic.
Yeah, with the motherfucking nine. My name is Magic, with the motherfucking nine. It's Project Superstorm 9. You're hearing the song right now, it's called Love. You got love in your life? Let me know. For real though. Get it. I had to step back when I start to realize that I wasn't getting my get back. I came to grips with the truth, had to accept that. I feel that relationships, I keep getting left back. Cause I'm more like Wolverine and you more like Jean Grey. Cause you need a Cyclops and I need my dream bae. All this fucking drama, girl, this shit like a screenplay. I can't afford to have that shit up on replay. Besides, you fit better with summers, I feel better than winners. You need angels and I'm better with sinners. The type that's not gonna give a fuck about them glitters and dinners. The type that's not gonna play games, cause that shit for beginners. No quiero perderte, and I'm still gone. That's what she said, I see it and I'm still drawn. But I don't make no move, I'm on some other shit. Cause a nigga can't afford to take another hit. My name is Magic with the Nine. That song, Love, out now, Superstorm 9, all streaming platforms. Shout out to Angel Word Studios. Let's get it.
Yo, come here, don't go nowhere, bro, don't go nowhere. That was the dog Dracula right here. You already know my guy over here, Mr. Magic. You already know what it is. Don't forget to subscribe to our, don't forget to subscribe to our DSPs and the podcast. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Peace.